S Stores, 91.7 FM, Radio for the People. Now it's time for jazz. We have In the Groove, Jazz and Beyond, and we're going to start out with Jonathan Blake.
Yeah.
Thelonious Monk Quartet with John Coltrane at Carnegie Hall. And we heard the Thelonious Monk composition Evidence. Before that, we heard from Jonathan Blake, a fine drummer. And that's from an album called The 11th Hour. And we heard Clues. And the point with Clues, it was written kind of a vamp off of Evidence. And you can hear the similarities. So if you get that, Clues and Evidence, from Jonathan Blake and Thelonious Monk. We saw Jonathan Blake last week, Thanksgiving weekend. We saw him over at the Side Door Jazz Club fronting a band along with Wayne Escoffrey and Jeremy Pelt and some other fine musicians. And Jonathan Blake was very impressive, and they played that track and explained what it was inspired by, which was that Thelonious Monk tune. Next up, we're going to feature Greg Abate, and if everything works well, I expect Greg to be calling in shortly, and we'll have a short chat with him about his new album entitled Motif. But we're going to start out with his brand new album, as I said, Motif, which features Greg Abate on alto, baritone, and flute, along with John Lockwood on bass, Mark Walker on drums, and Tim Ray on piano. So let's hear the title track from that one.
Thank you.
right. That's Greg Abate and his quartet from a brand new album called Motif. And we have Greg Abate on the line. Are you there, Greg?
Hey, Ken. How you doing?
Great, great. Thanks so much for calling in. So I understand you're in the state of Florida. You know, you got out just in time. It's like cold and rainy and awful up here in New England.
It's unbelievable, the difference in the planet. I mean, we're out here in like 80-degree weather on Siesta Key Beach.
Killing me.
Oh, no. I'm sorry. Well, I don't usually get out, but I just got back from England, too, and I was playing a concert yesterday.
Yeah.
I was talking about how England, getting back to the USA, is such a culture shock, you know, different.
Yeah.
And, of course, and then there's people in the audience that hear me play in England that live here in Sarasota, and it was like, you know, they were here.
Huh.
And they're saying, hey, we saw you in such a club last year in England. We live here, too, now, you know.
Huh.
It's like a small world, you know.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Hey, did you see our friend of the radio show, Chris Dunkley? Did you see him out there in the UK?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah?
Oh, 3 days I hung out with Chris.
Nice.
He's trying to manage some gigs for me now. And, you know, he's, you know, we hung out a lot. And you know, he asked for you. And
He's been a big...
We're going to get Ken out there. We're going to get Ken out.
I know.
He keeps telling me.
He keeps telling me he's going to buy me a beer when I go out there.
Yeah. I'll say that he will, too.
So how did that tour go? How did the tour go out in England?
Very good. It was very packed with gigs, like 17 gigs in 21 days, and two workshops at schools, and I had like 16 different rhythm sections because I had, you know, every club I go to, they have a different trio. So
yeah.
I just come in and play, and it's a new experience to meet a lot of people. You know, sold a lot of CDs.
The audiences out there. I find outside the U.S. the audiences are really starved for listening to jazz music. They really love it and appreciate it, maybe even more than in the U.S. I don't know. What do you think?
I agree with you.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
Kind of a shame, but it's nice that you can go out there and play to that type of audience as well.
Yeah, it is nice. It's inspiring, you know, because I'm always on the go for you know, expanding my musical knowledge and playing, you know, to always try to get my chops better, you know.
Just, yeah, yeah. And you have a new album out. We just played a couple tracks from it. We played the title track, Motif, and we played Conflict. You want to tell us about the quartet on the album?
Yeah, so it's, you know, the great Tim Ray on piano, John Lockwood, fabulous bass player, and you know, Mark Walker, a drummer extraordinaire, percussionist.
Yeah, now those are
drums.
Those are players I hadn't heard you with in the past. Did you put that quartet together, or did the folks at Wailing City Records do that?
I did, but I've worked with each one of those guys.
You have?
Many, many times. Like, especially Mark Walker,
kind of Boston bass, right? They're kind of Boston-based group, yeah.
Right. And they're also on the new recording with me and Phil Woods coming out in 2015, Live at Chan's. That's the one that it's really a stretch CD, all standards, and it burns. It's like it's really extended solos and things, and unlike the one I did 2 years ago, where we kept it kind of like, you know, two choruses maximum on you know, that type of thing, and Phil plays on every tune on this one, so it's going to be a double album set.
Oh, wow.
On Wailing City Sound.
With the same rhythm section, huh?
Yes.
Yeah. I know John Lockwood from playing with George Garzón, and
That's correct.
I had never heard the other guys before, but Tim Ray, man, he's burning on piano.
He is, especially on that, he comes in on Conflict on the first solo.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, you know, it's really nice.
Yeah.
He just played it, but, yeah, we're playing at Scholars January 16th. Phil Woods and I in that trio.
Wow.
And you know, I've got a date back at Chan's too on the 17th.
All right.
Date, but it's with my sextet, total different band, and that's an 8-year anniversary.
8 years playing at Chan's.
Yeah.
Huh?
Right. I've been playing at Chan's since 1978.
Oh,
but with this particular band, it's 8 years.
Huh.
In January.
Yeah. Yeah. Hey, do you know what day of the week that is on at Scholars?
Friday night.
It's a Friday night? Oh, Claire and I might be able to make that one then. I hope
we
can.
Yes, that's great.
Yeah. So, what do you got going on in Florida?
Jazz societies, Sarasota Jazz Society played yesterday, and then tomorrow I'm doing a jazz mass in Fort Myers.
Oh.
I'm playing alto and two jazz masses, and then I'm playing doing a jazz masterclass clinic at a high school on Monday morning, and then I'm playing at the Cultural Center of Port Charlotte for a concert for the Jazz Society. It's probably about maybe 800 members or so. Uh-huh.
That's a closed event for that.
Oh no, it's open for everybody. But you know, the members get in for a different price.
Okay.
They pay a yearly fee to see hear all the different artists that come in.
Yep. All right. Well, this will be on the podcast, so so people in Florida will at least, if they hear this in time, they can catch those gigs.
Yeah, that's Monday night at the Cultural Center of Port Charlotte.
Okay.
Port Charlotte Jazz Society.
Yep.
And it's at the Cultural Center. It's 8:00, and that'll be great. People say hello if you're listening to the podcast. A lot of people come up and they want to talk about, you know, things that they see me at some other place, or they heard me somewhere. It's really cool, and I've got the new album, new CD with me, Motif. And
yep.
I thank you for playing it. I'm getting I was really, really excited to hear that it's climbing on the Jazz Week charts.
Saw that.
Yeah, that's really cool. I mean, and a lot of people are commenting on it, and it's really nice comments from the jazz guys like yourself that play it over the country.
It's a great CD. One thing that really strikes me about it is the tracks where you're playing soprano. Those are cooking, man. You were have you been spending more time working on the soprano? Because those tracks, I think, are a real standout. Snowfall.
Yeah.
And what else on soprano?
Conflict,
which we just heard. Yeah. Right.
Yeah. No, I haven't been playing much soprano. It's just one of those things where I play the soprano a little differently than I play the tenor or the alto or the baritone, the flute. So it's just a different me on each one, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah. I play it different.
All right.
And, that's how that works. Anything else about the... I outlined all the tunes, as you know, and I think that was something that I felt good about doing.
Yeah, the CD is very well put together as far as the packaging, the liner notes. I really enjoy that as the whole package. You know, in these days, the liner notes kind of get lost, so it's worth it, folks, to get out there and actually buy the physical CD on this one, because you explain each of the tracks and, you know, what inspired you, and musically, you explain, how the tracks are composed and, you know, the rhythms and things, so that's great.
Oh, thanks, Ken. And, you know, one comment I must make, someone called me and they said they couldn't find the publishing of my publishing company, because they wanted, you know, I'm BMI, Greg Abate Music, BMI, and that information is under the disc in the CD jacket, so you have to take the disc out, and you see those credits in there.
I do.
So it's kind of a weird place to have them, but that's where they are.
Yeah.
And
this is your first record on Wailing City, correct?
Yes, it is.
Yeah.
It's
a good label.
Coming out. It is a good label. The guy, you know, Neil Weiss, he's a great guy. He's so into the music and making things top shelf as much as he can. And he's got some great people on his label, you know, recording.
Dave Liebman album came out about the same time as yours, and it's good to be on a good label like that, where they really give it the right kind of publicity and make it available to the public.
Yes, and it's really great to have, you know, we played a CD release, you know, at the Narrows that night. You missed that one, but it was a great night.
Huh.
Fall River with Dave Liebman's group. And then we played, and it was two sets of totally different styles.
Yeah.
It was burning, man. Everything was so nice.
Yeah.
Neil Weiss is very excited about everything, and I think you know him, don't you? I mean, it sounds like you guys talk once in a
while. I met him over at the at the side door in Old Lyme when you were there. We talked a little bit.
That's right.
Yeah. Yep.
Yeah.
All right. Well, I have another track queued up.
All right.
Is there anything else you wanted to plug? You mentioned the, you mentioned Scullers and Chans and what you're doing in Florida. Anything else? Anything going on in New York?
No, I get stuff in at the Cultural Center. I mean, not the Cultural Center. The Puffin Cultural Forum. It's in Teaneck on January 11th, and it's with Harvey S., Mark Soskin, piano, Harvey S., bass, Bill Goodwin, drums.
Nice.
And then the night before, we're playing in Pennsylvania at the Deerhead, same band.
Okay.
And Phil lives right up the street, so he said he might come down.
Ah, good. You know. You mentioned Teaneck. That's Teaneck, New Jersey, correct?
Teaneck, New Jersey,
yeah. You know what? I grew up right there, right in the next town over from Teaneck.
You did?
Yeah.
Oh, well, what town was that?
A town called New Milford. New Milford, New Jersey. It's right in the neighborhood there.
What small world.
Yeah,
coincidence.
All right, so I've got queued up... we're going to say goodbye to you, but I've got queued up Morning of the Leaves, and that one you play
flute
on that.
Yeah.
Yeah. Anything you want to say to kick off that track?
I wrote that in the morning, when I went over to the band director of Rhode Island College. I'm working on a wind ensemble, and I went to his house during the January break last year, and we were editing the piece I wrote. It's the first wind ensemble piece I wrote for like 25 instruments, and the person that did the editing made a lot of mistakes. They couldn't read my writing very well.
Yeah.
So I was there. So I came that morning, and he and his wife were blowing leaves in the front yard. So he says, "I'll just go in and play the piano for a while." So I played. I wrote the tune, and I said, "It's Morning of the Leaves." That's how that came out.
That's pretty cool. Story behind the music. All right. Might as well mention your website, because people who may have missed your gigs, I think you post them pretty well on your website, right?
Yes, I do. GregAbate.com.
All right. All right.
Thanks a million, Ken.
All right. Good luck on the album, and I hope to see you soon, Greg.
So, thank you.
Okay.
Bye, Ken.
Bye-bye. Thank you. Greg Abate Quartet and the brand new album, which it was great talking to Greg about right here on the air on WHUS. So I want to thank Greg Abate for calling in. Nice discussion we had about his new album and how hard he's been working. Gigs in Florida, gigs in New England, gigs in Great Britain. The hardest working man in show business, maybe. Well, I guess that belonged to someone else, but Greg sure works it. All right, time now is 5:52 here on In the Groove, Jazz and Beyond. I mentioned earlier we saw a group in Old Lyme, Connecticut at the Side Door Jazz Club. And I wanted to play something more inspired by that. I mentioned Jonathan Blake. We played some of his music earlier. And he played in a sextet, that also included Wayne Escoffrey and Jeremy Peltz. So I wanted to play some tracks from both of those great jazz artists. We're going to start out with Wayne Escoffrey from his album Uptown. We're going to hear Cross Bronx. Thank you. Jeremy Pelt from an album released back in 2010 called Men of Honor. And we heard a track called Back Road. That album features Jeremy Pelt on trumpet, J.D. Allen on tenor sax, Danny Grissett on piano, Dwayne Burno, the late Dwayne Burno, on bass, and Gerald Cleaver on drums. Great quintet there on High Note Records. Men of Honor from Jeremy Pelt. Before that, we heard from Wayne Escoffrey from his album Uptown. And we heard a track called Cross Bronx. Definitely after the Cross Bronx Expressway in New York City, I would say. That one features Wayne Escoffrey on tenor sax, Avi Rothbard, a great guitarist. I think he's from Israel. Gary Versace on organ and Jason Brown on drums. All right, time now, 6:06. You're listening to WHUS 91.7, Storrs, Connecticut, Radio for the People. And this show is In the Groove, Jazz and Beyond. Hope you're digging some of the jazz music we're laying down for you tonight. Got lots more to go here on In the Groove. We're going to feature another album. This one has a lot of Hartford connections. Players, I think three out of the four leaders of this band played in Hartford, in the Hartford area, perhaps went to Hart School of Music. And the group is led by these four gentlemen: Eric Shogren, who plays tenor sax, Vin Shalia on drums, Brian Charette on Hammond B3 organ, Mike DeRubo on sax. And we're going to hear a couple tracks from that album, starting with a Jackie McLean original. Anyone who is affiliated with the Hartford music scene seems to include Jackie McLean in their repertoire because he was such an inspiration to this area and is responsible for so much great music and music education. So we're going to start out with his original entitled Appointment in Ghana. Thank you. That's two from a very fine album recently released from Vin Shala, Eric Shugren, Brian Charette, and Mike DeRubo. And we heard two tracks, as I mentioned. The last one you heard was Bibimbap. And those who know Korean food will recognize that name. I think it's this Korean dish in a clay pot with rice and all kinds of protein and vegetables, and then they put a raw egg in it and stir it up at your table, and the egg kind of solidifies and everything kind of blends together. So that's bibimbap, a Korean specialty, if I'm correct. And if not, I'll probably hear from some of our listeners, but that must be the inspiration for that song. Before that, we heard a Jackie McLean original, as I explained earlier, Appointment in Ghana. Name of that album is Wake Up, and it's a great album. I'm going to play a few more from that in the coming weeks and perhaps feature that album on a future podcast, so we'll check that out.
Lots of mistletoe, lots of snow and ice, everywhere we go. Choir singing carols right outside my door. Oh.
All right. Yeah, a little Christmas tune to get you in the mood. That is Dane Scazzari and the Human Race. And that's What Christmas Means to Me. Dane Scazzari and the Human Race, we saw them today at Integrity in Music. Yes, we saw them in Integrity in Music today, and it was a really nice Christmassy kind of gig they did. And they've got a couple more coming up if you like that jazzy sound to get you into the Christmas spirit. They'll be playing on Sunday at the Mac 650 Gallery on 650 Main Street in Middletown. And that will be on Sunday, December 14th, a week from tomorrow. And Wednesday on December 17th at 8 p.m., they'll be playing at Best Video in Hamden, Connecticut. So there's a couple chances to see this great band, Dane Scazzari, a friend of this show. I've been friends with Dane for a while. He's appeared here with the band and just as a guest to announce his Christmas album. So I should mention the album, too. You can check out that album. You can download it if you go over to Bandcamp and search for Dane Scazzari and the Human Race on Bandcamp, and he's got his CD there for sale, digitally for sale. I think you can get a hard copy or download it, but it's a great accompaniment to your Christmas holiday for sure, so you might want to check that out. And if you're in the Hartford area, Hartford, Middletown, New Haven area, you can catch him live in Middletown and Hamden.